Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring him on right now. The great coach from St. Joe's, Phil Martelli's here. Hi, Phil.
Angelo, how are you?
I'm doing great, Phil. Phil, big night.
Hey, Ange, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How many of those drive-thru restaurants that you go to do you have to wait 15 minutes?
But if there's a back, it doesn't take
that long to get a Happy Meal, Ange.
No, Phil, I got to tell you something. I've been at In-N-Out Burger on the West Coast, and the line for the drive-thru is more than 15 minutes.
I don't know why anybody would stop when they see lines like that.
Exactly.
See, Phil doesn't wait, but you don't have to wait. You're Phil Martelli. Hello? All right, Phil, let's get to the draft tonight. I'm going to start with a question. When a coach from college has a kid that is projected as a first rounder, what's it like for the coach? Like, what's Jay Wright going through tonight?
Well, the work for Jay Wright is over.
Right.
But he has talked to everybody. You talk to the scout, you talk to the general manager, you talk to the team psychologist. Everybody is interviewed, including the people on your campus. So your equipment manager could be, your secretary could be interviewed, and has an awful lot. So a lot has gone on. And today I would compare it for Jay to the day that any of your children get married.
Wow.
You're nervous. You're tight in your stomach. But you know at a certain point in time, if that wedding's at 3 o'clock, at 5 o'clock, man, it's going to feel great. But up until then, it's, Jay is cool and calm, and he's got four of them involved in this draft. He didn't sleep easy last night.
No.
There is tossing and turning.
Phil, describe the moment when a kid that you took from high school and groomed, and his name is called in the first round of the draft. What's that like for you? What do you remember, Jameer, all the other guys that you've had over the years, Phil?
Well, I was with Jameer in what I guess was the green room at the time.
Right.
I was with DeAndre Bembry in a hotel in New Jersey when his name was called. And it freezes you. It freezes you. You want to say, oh, I'm elated, but it is really emotional.
Yeah.
And it is impossible not to tear up and to think not just about that kid, but this is a family. This is life-changing for a family. And we know where they come from. And we know that the sacrifices that that family has made. And you feel part of it, but you don't want to go too far because this is really his moment in time with his family. And it's a great feeling, but it's a very emotional, very emotional.
Bill, when you're coaching, St. Joe's, and you're facing a really talented kid that everybody's talking about as an NBA player, do you know when one's going to be a star and when maybe we'll fall a little short?
First of all, Ange, we overdo this.
Oh, we do.
That's a really hard league, and I think there's only 350 spots in that league. But every kid growing up, and this happens even more in recruiting. Like people will say, well, that kid's going to be an NBA player, and that kid's going to be an NBA player, and that kid's going to be an NBA player. And you keep saying, nah, it's not as easy as you think just because you say it. So when you're preparing in college, we have knowledge of these guys most of the time through the recruiting circuit, and you watch their growth and their development. And that's what happened with Mikal Bridges. Like, you saw the growth, and you thought, holy mackerel, he's going to be right there. I can't say to you, in preparing, you would say, oh, yeah, that guy is a definite lottery pick. Because the league is so hard, and you don't have a broad vision. You don't even know everything that's going on with a kid like Ayton at Arizona, because we don't see them here on the East Coast.
Sure.
But when you are preparing because he's really good in college. You're not preparing and saying to your guys, you have to understand this is an NBA, this is an NBA guy. You have to raise your game or you're going to get embarrassed or we're going to get embarrassed. That's not part of your preparation.
Do you know if it's your kid? Like Delonte, right? Did you know he would be able to play successfully, be a good player in the NBA?
Yes, I knew that because of the drive. I said this the difference here is the drive. With DeAndre, I said, well, the difference here is the versatility. When compared to guys of his age range, the thing that jumps, the thing that has skewed it is with the young kids going in, and it may even become younger in the next year if they announce this none and done out of high school, it's hard to judge that guy on your team against the younger guy because your guy has experiences, and you also have – you've been in the gym with him 100, 150 days, 200 days, so you have a much better sense of him than you would some – you know, high school kid that's going to declare, and he's from Florida. I think that we've rushed this. I really feel like we've rushed it. And the kids that I will feel sorry for will be those kids that left school early and ended up not getting picked and second rounders. Now, I'm not talking about early, like with 1 year left. And I'm saying kids that leave at 19 years of age.
Yeah.
And all they've been told is how good they are and how successful they've been. And no matter what, if they don't go in the first round, they consider themselves, at least for that moment in time, that they've failed in this game. And at 19, to think that you failed at this game, that's a hard way to go.
Sure is. Now, Phil is not just a coach. He's a GM since he recruits for his own program. Phil, you just said that the X factor is drive. You have to determine that at an even earlier age when they're just coming out of high school. How do you measure their motivation? How do you figure that out?
Well, what I try to do, and Jay and Fran Dunphy and everybody, is once you decide on the basketball, everything else is character driven. Can this kid be coached? Is this young guy entitled? Does he have respect for the game? Does he understand the history of the game? You know, this game didn't start with Kevin Durant on the Warriors, and there has to be an acceptance and an understanding, and most especially in our situation, they have to be coachable. You have to realize if you were all that somebody on the street is telling you or some internet report is making you out to be, if you were all that, the discussion wouldn't be with St. Joseph's or Temple or even Villanova. But the discussion would be with about three programs in the country, or the discussion would be with, you know what? Let's skip this college thing. Let's go to Japan to play for a year. Let's go to China to play for a year, and then come back.
Okay.
Some of those situations are not playing out, though, Ange. If you look at it, there's a mess of this kid at Western Kentucky, and then he wasn't at Western Kentucky. He didn't transfer, and then he wasn't anywhere. He didn't play a second of basketball this year. And now they're calling him the biggest mystery in the draft. Well, that's the problem, because those people are in charge of basketball. You ought to call it what it is. No, you've made a mistake. You know what? Why don't you go to the G League and work your way through, rather than somebody say, hey, you know what? We might pick you first and pay you millions of dollars, and we'll figure out what's going on afterwards. That's too hard.
Great assessment. Last thing, Phil. And you would be a perfect guy to ask this. So there's all these Villanova guys on, and the Sixers have two picks in the top 26. Is it a good thing or a not-so-good thing for a kid who's playing in our city to be drafted by the pro team in that city?
I think it would be fabulous for all those kids.
Okay.
I really do. I think that they have established – and I'm not big on this, but they have their own family. So Jalen Brunson, yeah, he grew up in Illinois, family there. Mikal Bridges, outside of Philadelphia, DiVincenzo, Delaware, Spellman, New York. So they all have those families. But one of the great reasons that there's success at Villanova is they incorporate those guys into another family, the Villanova family. I'm not big on that. I think that it's a bit overblown, all of this, you know, we're a family and we're this, we're that in a program. I think you're a close association of people. But in that case, for those young guys to play home and not have to reestablish where you get your haircut, where do I get my favorite food, I think it'd be extraordinary for any one of those four guys to end up in Philadelphia.
Hey, Phil, I got your book that you told me to read. Living with the Monks. He told me to read this book last year, Living with the Seal.
And you did.
This guy, no, it's I didn't read it. I had it read to me. It's one of them things you
put
in.
Books on tape.
Yeah.
Books on tape.
Yeah. The guy, this dude, his wife owns Spanx. Like he's a,
yeah.
And the guy lives with monks, so he can't talk, and they raise German shepherds. It is wild.
It's great.
It is wild.
Al, the cover, I'm looking right at mine. I'm standing in my kitchen. I'm looking at my cover. My daughter gave it to me for Father's Day. On the cover, it says, warning, explicit wisdom inside.
Living with the Monks, recommended by Mr. Phil Martelli. We love you, Phil. Thank you, pal.
Thank you.
Thanks,
great Phil Martelli.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.